The Arkansas Poll, now in its 19th year, offers us an annual idea of what we're thinking in this state. This year's edition tells us almost two-thirds of Arkansans approve of the job Governor Asa Hutchinson is doing. The Republican governor has a 62% approval rating. Arkansas's two senators, John Bozeman and Tom Cotton, have approval ratings of 39 and 48% respectively, according to the poll. There are other pieces of information about Arkansas opinions regarding policies dealing with abortion and guns, as well as questions about ideological identification. This year's Arkansas poll also asked specific questions about civic rights for LGBTQ citizens. Last week, Janine Perry, the director of the poll and professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, came to the Carver Center for Public Radio. Also with us for the conversation were Gobu Song, assistant professor of political science and public policy at the U of A, and Brianna Kordsmeyer, public policy graduate student at the university. Kordsmeyer and Song provided the LGBTQ policy questions for the poll. We discussed those questions, but first, a question for Janine Perry about the 2017 results of a question asked each year. What is the most important problem or issue facing people in Arkansas today? The economy was the answer for 28% of respondents, healthcare 14%, and the leader with 35% was other.
Keep in mind that has to do with how we ask the question. In odd-numbered years, we ask it open-ended, and we do our best to record everything people say, and then we try to move them into categories because we're trying not to predetermine what our respondents think is the most important problem. In even-numbered years, then, we take the top six issues from the previous year because that's cheaper and faster for us to do. So the reason you see such a high percentage of other slash don't know slash refused is because there are so many things that got a mention of just 1%, like climate change, or 2% or 3%, like, say, immigration, something along those lines. So there are just a lot of topics that people are considering that fit into that 30%. That said, what we see and have seen almost without fail, I guess with the exception of 2001 when we were in the field right after 9/11, economic issues always come out on top. Healthcare and health insurance are always in the top three. Education is typically in the top three. And certainly we see that largely again this year.
But still, when you ask Arkansans, do you think you'll be better off or at least the same a year from now? 8 out of 10. Oh, we'll at least be, we won't be worse.
Yeah, and I would
which
say,
is an Arkansas version of optimism.
It is an Arkansas version of optimism, and I think it's probably an American version of optimism. It was a good year when we asked sort of those general quality of life issues. Sometimes those dip down a little bit, but generally people are pretty optimistic about that. And if they did click up a little bit this year, I suspect it's reflective. There's a lot of political science research that shows that people's economic conditions are largely what we use to evaluate our overall well-being. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Arkansas's below average unemployment rates and some indicators that show that our average income is on the rise and some other really important developments in an historically poor state, I think that optimism is merited and you see it borne out here.
Questions this year about how state residents feel about same-sex couples mm-hmm. and gay and lesbian citizens.
Yes. We've tried off and on over the years to do whatever's on the policy agenda as well as to match with researchers at the university. And this year is really a nice nexus, I guess, of both of those things. This not reflected in our summary report here, but over the years we've asked about gay marriage, about employment opportunities, about military service, basically some of the broad buffet of the rights and responsibilities expected of and afforded to gays and lesbians in the United States, as that's been on the agenda for such a long time. And what we see here, of course, is pretty much in keeping with what we saw in the past. On gay marriage in particular, Arkansans remain more conservative than the rest of the country, even as the policy itself has changed. It's just one example. But we were so excited to work this year with a research team that wanted to examine these questions specifically. We worked with Gobu Song and Brianna Kordsmeyer and some other folks on this issue. And maybe they'd want to speak more to that.
Mr. Song, Ms. Kordsmeyer. So yeah. how did you develop the questions, and what are you hoping to get to go from here?
So we actually already had these questions being used in a previous study looking nationally, and so we actually sent a proposal to Dr. Perry to see if we could implement those same kind of methods, those same questions into the Arkansas poll to get the Arkansas perspective. And so we were specifically asking about four policy positions, so same-sex marriage, adoption, and then housing and employment anti-discrimination. But we also wanted to add LGBT contact questions. And so that's where we get into trying to understand levels of contact with LGBT individuals. So that's not just acquaintances, like someone who you work with, or you might have an extended family member that you will see on Thanksgiving but no other time during the year. And then comparing that to contact with close friends, close family members, those you choose to be close to, and whether and in what ways those interact to form these positions on LGBT-oriented policies. So we really wanted to take this into the Arkansas poll to get the Arkansas perspective of this and see how it kind of compares nationally.
And the question, are any of your family members or close friends gay or lesbian? 42% said yes.
Yes.
Which I don't know if that surprises me or not.
And that could also be saying something more along the lines of, do we have now an environment where people are more likely to come out to their family
exactly.
and their close friends? And so this might have already existed. Those individuals who are our respondents here just might know it now.
How do you use these results to help further decide what you might ask later or what you might research?
Well, I'm a policy scholar by training. One of the policy implications that we can get out of this, when you look at the simple conceptual relationship between LGBT contact experiences, as we talked about, versus their policy positions across different policy domains here within the context of LGBT policy, we found that some of those morally charged issues, such as adoption and marriage issues, mm-hmm. you have more opinion gap who support that versus who oppose that, right? But then you have more sort of convergence in terms of public opinion, in terms of supporting employment and housing policies, right? So for me, that's interesting. Thing to think about, because when you think about LGBT-oriented policy in general and as a sort of block, it's really hard to agree upon that issue. But then when you separate those policy issues, something like more morally charged issues, something like marriage and adoption versus employment and housing policy issues, actually the latter part of our policy issues, you can actually reach to an agreement. Mm-hmm. So that's an important implication.
Yeah, the numbers for 2017, 35% of Arkansans think same-sex marriage should be recognized, so a little bit more than a third, which is up mm-hmm. over the last 2 years, from 29%. Mm-hmm. Adoption, 43%, so not quite half. But as you mentioned, when you get to housing and jobs, it's 78 and 84% mm-hmm. respectively.
Very high. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have these Arkansas communities, Fayetteville, Eureka Springs, Hot Springs, I believe, mm-hmm. maybe North Little Rock, who have passed ordinances baking into their city that you cannot discriminate housing or jobs mm-hmm. based on gender identity or sexual orientation. Mm-hmm. But you have a legislature, mm-hmm. and these are high numbers that would show people support that, 84 mm-hmm. and 78%. But you have a legislature that doesn't want to allow towns mm-hmm. to extend rights
right. mm-hmm.
beyond what the state allows.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a disconnect?
And we've mentioned that, too, because that was surprising to us at first. And then when you really think about, again, that legislative history, it seems more this is a conversation between the state Supreme Court and the federal Supreme Court, and much less more relative to the actual constituents of Arkansas. So we're saying, you know, we had in 2015 legalization of same-sex marriage. Immediately after that, we have our state Supreme Court saying, okay, now we've got the religious, the Religious Freedom Bill is what it was called. And shortly after that same year, then they enacted the ordinance saying that you cannot, no city, no municipality, no county can add these protections that aren't currently protected under, these classifications that aren't protected under state law. And so when we see Fayetteville, Eureka Springs, these other cities trying to enact those ordinances, were getting the backlash, and now, you know, Fayetteville's ordinance has been rejected unanimously by the Supreme Court. It seems more so there's this momentum between the federal level and the state level, not much so within the state itself. And I don't know if you agree with that, but that's all I can really make of it right now.
Mm-hmm. And the policy decision is one of those evolving process, right? So when you found that majority of Arkansans are supportive of some part of LGBT-oriented policies, such as employment
no discrimination
and housing,
for housing.
Then policymakers need to think about or at least rethink about current policy arrangement that they have.
Mm-hmm. Right. If they haven't been, now is the time to do so because they have these high levels of support that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I noticed this morning on the news that is, I think the state chapter of the Human Rights Campaign came out and said, well, look, we have 75-80% support for these things, and we would like to, you know, deliver that to our lawmakers to help influence public policy. And that's really what we hope will happen with the poll overall whenever it comes out. We're totally transparent. You can see what the sample looked like. You can see in the ways it's representative or not of the state as a whole or of voters. And people can use the information to influence public policy in what we hope is a way that advances Republican government, Republican with a small R.
Right.
just to suggest that the information is out there and we have a more frequent way to communicate, to facilitate the communication between the citizens and the lawmakers, and for interest groups and parties to get involved in it as well. That's more frequent than elections, particularly when, you know, for state elections, we're lucky if, you know, 45-50% of us participate. So we're excited to provide data that influence, you know, influencers in the state can then get in there and mix it up and try to get a policy that more accurately reflects the way most people feel. But I think that actually brings us back to something else, which is if the policy more accurately reflected the people felt, right, gay marriage and gay adoption would not be legal in Arkansas, although they would be legal in the United States. And this goes back to Bree's really interesting point about a federated country when there are certain minimum national standards, right? We eventually decide all states and all cities and all people everywhere must follow, and civil rights issues have slowly evolved for different groups to fall into that category. But then there are other issues where we leave it to the cities and states to decide. And so this battle between some Arkansas cities, the state legislature, the national legislature, and the national Supreme Court, I think is so fascinating for somebody who studies subnational politics. And then, of course, for y'all who study public policy, it's a really fascinating and important case study.
Janine Perry is the director of the Arkansas Poll and a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas. We also heard from Guobo Song, assistant professor of political science and public policy at the U of A, and Brianna Kordsmeyer, a public policy graduate student at the university. And we have a link to the full poll at ozarksatlarge.com.